Candace Rowan with Aquila Group of Funds. Today is April 6th, and I'm joined by JT Thompson, Lead Portfolio Manager of Aquila Tax-Free Fund for Utah. JT has over 30 years of experience in municipal finance and has been managing the fund since 2009. Welcome, JT.
Welcome, Candace.
Thank you. This is the time of year that we would normally be reminding investors about the benefits of investing in tax-exempt municipal bond funds. But tax day has been rescheduled, and we recently experienced one of the most precipitous market declines in modern history. So let's focus today on what happened in March and how it impacted municipals. And I would like to get your thoughts on what we have in store for the remainder of the year. To start, the municipal bond asset class is typically a place of respite for investors during times of economic unrest, but the recent virus-induced market volatility took municipal bonds on a ride along with equities. Can you give our listeners insight on how investor sentiment changed and the impact that had on the municipal bond market?
Sure, Candace. The impact on the municipal market was due a lot in the fact that people were supposed to work at home. You had traders out there without the support staff that they normally have. They were sitting at home and not being able to look and see every bid item out there or the staff to show them. So what we were seeing were a lot of bid items out there, thousands, and a person, a trader in his home, trying to submit bids was a very difficult time for him. Also, at the same time, public meetings were stopped. So the primary market, there was no real primary market out there to help investors kind of understand what is happening in the market. And because of that, you started seeing a lot of the tender option bond funds and the ETF funds being liquidated. And as they were unwound, it created a few days, and it's kind of up and down, has created volatility in the markets for the last couple of weeks, and that's what's kind of created some of this dislocation.
How has the fund's investment approach handled the volatility, and were you able to find opportunities among those price dislocations?
Yes, we were. The Aquila Tax-Free Fund for Utah, on the 1st of March, we had over 3.5% of the fund's assets in cash. And as yields started to rise in the market dislocation, we were able to do some buying. But, and the other side of it is we were able to handle some of the redemptions that occurred, so we were in good shape.
Great. We know that Utah entered this year with a strong revenue growth, very strong state budget, balance sheet, credit fundamentals remain strong, but it's unknown, you know, what's really going to happen with what we're dealing with COVID-19. Are you concerned about revenue declines in Utah, and are there any sectors that you're monitoring closely?
Because of Utah's conservative nature, you have to have a balanced budget. And since 2008, we've rarely seen any type of bond issue that was speculative, meaning golf courses, theaters, exercise places, et cetera. So we haven't seen any of those, nor very many dirt bonds, assessment district bonds. And a lot of that's because of the conservative nature. What we are paying close attention to right now is sales tax bonds. And as everybody knows, probably sales tax bonds got a little bit of bump from everybody buying toilet paper in March. So the real question is, with that bump, can it be sustained over the long period of time? We will see a decline as restaurants and other types of facilities are closed, but the sooner the economy gets back on track, the less likely there should be any credit concerns in Utah.
That's great news. With the CARES relief bill recently passed by Congress, the next big question for Muni investors is how is that going to be implemented? What will the Fed buy? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, in the municipal market, it's going to be kind of very difficult for the Fed to come in. First, size. Most municipals have serials and maybe a term, and for the most part, they aren't huge supplies out there. Second off, if the Fed were to buy, let's say, New York bonds or California bonds or New Jersey bonds, then you see a benefit of one state over another. So I think it becomes very complicated of how can the Fed help the municipal market out there. I feel that one way the Fed can help out the muni market is allow banks and other borrowers at the Fed to use municipal securities as collateral. That would work. And then maybe buying, if you are going to buy maybe or lend to big national funds or ETFs, you lend them the money so you're not picking and choosing a state. Because if you're in buying New York yields are going to drop tremendously at the cost to the other 49 states.
Finally, we are still living with a tremendous amount of uncertainty around the healthcare situation and what's going to happen with the markets as they react to that. And even the type of recovery is being debated right now. Can you give listeners your thoughts on future volatility, how the fund is positioned, and your expectations for the next few quarters?
Well, we're going to see volatility until there's a better idea from the government when they're going to allow people to get back to work. The interesting thing, recessions usually last 12 to 18 months. What's different is this wasn't a loss of confidence in the business sector, which most recessions are. This was the government actually shutting down the economy. Now, right now, the big unknown, and most CEOs or small business owners, it's hard for them to make a decision because they don't know when they're going to be back in business. I have a good friend that owns a metal fabrication shop, and over the past few years, they have complained that it's so hard to find anybody with experience. And now their concern is, do I just keep paying the people that I have and burn through all my cash? Because once we do get started, I'm going to need that experience to pick everything up. Or do I furlough everybody and take the gamble that I'm not being able to find the qualified help that I need? So the very second you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, I think a lot of decisions are going to be made. And with that, you'll see the economy get back on track. The Utah economy has been growing quite well at over 3% job growth in the last few years. There's a number of large construction projects going on that really bring life to the economy. And as long as we can get back to somewhat normal sooner the better. And that's what I see. As far as the fund, we will do what we've always done. We're a high-quality intermediate fund. We've always felt all along by those two factors, we can mitigate changes in interest rates and credit spreads very easily, and we anticipate the fund may be able to weather the storms that are coming down the pike.
Thank you for joining me today, JT, and for your valuable insight.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Before investing in the fund, carefully read about and consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and other information found in the fund prospectus. The prospectus is available from your financial advisor when you visit aquilafunds.com or call 800-437-1020. Information regarding holdings is subject to change and is not necessarily representative of the entire portfolio. Mutual fund investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible. Investments in bonds may decline in value due to rising interest rates, a real or perceived decline in credit quality of the issuer, borrower, counterparty, or collateral, adverse tech or legislative changes, court decisions, market or economic conditions. Fund performance could be more volatile than that of funds with greater geographic diversification. The fund seeks to provide as high a level of income exempt from state and federal income tax as is consistent with capital preservation. For certain investors, some dividends may be subject to federal and state income taxes, including the alternative minimum tax, referred to as AMT. Please consult your tax professional. Independent rating services such as Standard & Poor's, Moody's, and Fitch assign ratings which generally range from AAA, highest, to D, lowest, to indicate the creditworthiness of underlying bonds in the portfolio. Where the independent rating services differ in the ratings they assign to an issue or do not provide a rating for an issue, the highest available rating is used in calculating allocations by rating. Pre-refunded or escrowed bonds are issued for the purpose of retiring or redeeming an outstanding bond issue at a specific call date. Until the call date, the proceeds of the bond issuance are typically placed in a trust and invested in U.S. Treasury bonds or state and local government securities. Modified and effective duration both measure the value of a security in response to a change in interest rates. Effective duration also takes into account the effect of embedded options. The weighted average life, also referred to as weighted average maturity, is a reflection of the quickness with which the principal of an issue is expected to be paid. A credit spread is the difference in yield between two bonds of similar maturity but different credit quality. Taxable equivalent yield is the return that is required on a taxable investment to make it equal to the return on a tax-exempt investment. For certain investors, net investment income tax, known as NIIT, may apply. NIIT is a 3.8% tax established by the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act that applies to the lesser of the net investment income or a taxpayer's modified adjusted gross income in excess of an applicable threshold amount. The acronym PERS, P-E-R-S, stands for Public Employee Retirement System. The acronym PERA, P-E-R-A, stands for Public Employee Retirement Association. The CARES Act stands for Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. Yield refers to the earnings generated and realized on an investment over a specific period of time. Yield is expressed as a percentage based on the investment amount, current market value, or face value of the security, and includes the interest earned or dividends received from holding a particular security. Yield ratio represents the comparison of the expected yield of one bond to the expected yield of another. A yield ratio is important when deciding whether to invest in one bond or another. Generally, the higher yield is considered better.